Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shkalim, daf Lamed Gimel. We are starting about the third line with the words Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Avilzer's daf is on Yud Tes Amud Beis, about two thirds of the way in. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amal should have an Aliyah. And the Gemara tells Amar Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Shua Shneim Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Shua both say the same thing. Kamal Rabbi Shua Amar, just like Rabbi Shua says in our Mishnah that Nekeva LaOyla Loi Kadsha Ela Hektish Damim. Then when Nekeva is for an Oyla, it only has Kedushas Damim. Kain Rabbi Shimon Amar, so Rabbi Shimon says the same thing. Nekeva LaOyla Loi Kadsha Ela Hektish Damim. And when a cave is designated to be an oila, it only has kedushas damim. What's this referring to? So we know she distributes in our Mishnah that if a person is makdish all their nechasim and they have animals that are fit for the mizbeach, so the zecharim are just brought themselves as karbanos oila. But since an akeva can't be an oila, the animal is sold for shlamim and the money is used to purchase oilas. Clearly, we see that this akeva that's designated to be an oila only has kedushas damim. It doesn't have kedushas aguf. Let's just read one more line in the Gemara before we explain she distributes shemen, because in tamer kacha hektish guf, if you want to say it does have kedushas aguf, yiru, then it should have to go out to pasture and graze until it gets a mom, and only then it would be able to be sold. But since Rabbi Shua says it could be sold right away, no problem, just take this animal, which is perfectly fine, and sell it and use its money to purchase an oila, it must be that it just has kedushas adamim and not kedushas agof. And Rabbi Shimon says the same thing. Remember yesterday we had machloikas tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, and he had differentiated between designating a keva as an oila or designating a keva as a karm pesach or an asham. And the only one that Rabbi Shimon said works is when the keva is designated as an oila, and he too holds that as kedushas agof for the same reason that Rabbi Shua does. So we see they hold the same thing. Now we continue discussing sheets of Rabbi Shimon, which is in the last part of his statement, which we had just said, is that if a person had designated an akeva as a karban pesach or an asham, it's not valid whatsoever and it has no kedusha. And that's because, as we had explained yesterday, ain b'mina an akeva, there's no such a thing as a karban pesach or an asham being brought as an akeva. The reason why when an oil is designated as an akeva, it at least has kedusha to it, is because there's oilas ha'if that could be an akeva, and therefore oilas behema, if it's designated as an akeva, at least has some sort of kedusha to it. But karban pesach and asham ain b'mina an akeva, there's no such thing as a pesach which is in a cave, or an asham that's in a cave, and therefore it has no kedusha. So now the Gemara tells us, Amar Rebbe, Rebbe says, Ein ani royas divrei Rebbe Shimon Pesach. That's a proper girsa. I do not hold of what Rebbe Shimon said by Karban Pesach. Why is that? And pay attention to another girsa change. Shal Maaser Pesach ba shlamim, because a Maaser Pesach is brought as a shlamim. We know that if a person designated Karban Pesach and it got lost and he designated a replacement, then he found the original one, so we're going to bring that extra one as a shlamim. And we know that a shlamim could be in a cave. So we see that even by Karban Pesach, yesh b'mino in a cave. And furthermore, says Rebbe, I don't hold of Reb Shimon said by Asham either. Why is that? Here again, we have the same gears to change. Shem Meiser Asham ba'ayla. Because a Meiser Asham is brought as an ayla. If an Asham was designated and then lost, and then we had a replacement, and then we found the original one, so the Meiser Asham is going to graze. Once it gets a mum, we're going to sell it and use its money for an ayla. As we said before, by carbon ayla, yesh b'mina in a keva. So I don't hold of Reb Shimon, says Rebbe, due to the fact that both by Pesach and by Asham, actually, yes, b'mina in a keva. However, Amar Rav Avin says on Rebbe, that's not necessarily true. There's a big difference between Karban Pesach and Asham, because im hektish Pesach ba shlamim, if he's makdish Karban Pesach and we say that's brought as a shlamim, gufay karav shlamim, that Karban Pesach itself is brought as a shlamim. Anytime we have a Pesach that's called Meiser Pesach, that animal is just changed for being Karban Pesach to shlamim, and therefore you're right, you could say the Karban Pesach yesh b'mino in a keva. However, im hektish Asham ba oila, in the case of a person's makdish in Asham and it becomes Meiser Asham, so it's going to end up being brought as an oila, ain gufay karav oila, that animal itself is not brought as an oila. As we said, that animal has to go out to graze. Only once it gets a mum, we're going to sell it and use the proceeds to buy an oila, and therefore there is a big difference between Pesach and Asham. The Gemara Lamed Gimel Beis on top asks the question, my kedain, so what's the bottom line? What's the machlokes tanakam and Reb Shimon in this brass from yesterday? The answer is, ahein omar hektish damim kadosh, v'ahein omar hektish guf kadosh. The Reb Shimon holds that if a person designates a karbon for something that it can't be, so then it just takes on hektish damim, which is a lower level of kedusha, whereas according to the Tanakama, even if he designates it for something that it can't be, it takes on a higher level of kedusha, which is kedusha zagof. And continue to discuss Rabbi Shua Omer v'chulu. Remember, Rabbi Shua's shita is that if a person designates animals, so they're all considered karbanos oila, the zecharim, which are able to be brought as oilas, that's what we do, and the nekevas, which can't be oilas, we sell them to people who need shlamim, and then we use the money to bring karban oila. Anymore, it tells us from Zayir says Rishim Rishim and Lakish. Time to Rabbi Shua. What's Rabbi Shua's source for this? Because the pasuk tells us as follows: Dabar el Aaron v'albano v'alkol bnei Israel. Speak to Aaron and his sons and to all bnei Israel. V'amarta lehem and tell them ish ish beis Yisrael v'gaimer. Every man from beis Yisrael who's going to bring a karban as a neder or a nedava. And the pasuk concludes, "Asher krivu laHashem laOila," that he brings it for Hashem as an oila. What do we learn from here? Hakol karv laOila. Everything is brought as an oila, meaning anything which is donated to the Beis Hamikdash that could be brought as a karbon, it's automatically used for an oila. The next pasuk tells us, "Lotzoinchem tamim zachar." So if we just read that literally, we would understand that it has to be an unblemished animal, which is a male, and therefore minayin afilu nekevas. How do we know that even if he dedicates a nekeva, that has to be used as an oila, as we've been saying, that it's sold and the proceeds are used for an oila? Ela, and that's because Tamalayma right afterwards the pasuk says Babakar cattle. L'rabis is a nekevis that's coming to include nekevis, namely when the pasuk says L'rtsoinchem tamim zachar Babakar baksam izem. The word Babakar tells us that even if he dedicated a nekeva, we're going to sell it and use its proceeds for an Ela. Now if Yitzchak Belezer Shaul, he asks as follows: Ksiv, it says the pasuk zachar. Vat amrit, you just said Babakar tells us L'rabis is a nekevis to include nekevis. With the chavasa, why not say similar Joshua? Ksiv, the pasuk tells us tamim that has to be unblemished. Vat amrit Babakar, but then you'll say that the word Babakar tells us, the rabbi's balimumin, to include a balmum, that even if he dedicated a balmum, a blemished animal, will sell it and use the proceeds for an oila. But the bottom line is, we do not say such a drasha. So we only have this drasha for nekevos, but not for balimumin. Now skip the parentheses. The question obviously is now, my benehoin, what's the difference between them? Why is it that we have this drasha that if he dedicates a nekeva, we're going to sell it and use his money to buy an oila? But if he dedicates a balmum, a blemished animal, we're not going to sell it and use the proceeds for an oila. What's the difference? Lamadan al-Amaraf on top, Rav Amar, he answers, shifted the karkada binehen. The difference is the rod used in the weaving process to separate the different strands. That's the difference. What does that mean, that's the difference? Really, this is just an expression. It's like if you ask somebody, what's the difference between two things that are obviously different? The response would be, oh, the difference is a 6-lane highway. There's a massive difference. Basically trying to express, there's a huge difference, which is obvious. What's the difference over here? Well, the nekeva that we're talking about is an unblemished animal, and it itself could be used as a karbon. So of course, it makes sense to say that we'll sell it and use its proceeds to buy an oila. But a balmum can never be brought as a karbon. So that's why it makes sense that we're not going to sell the balmum and use its proceeds to bring an oila. That would be the difference. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.